country. It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Recycling center workers reunite man with the lost ring of his lost love.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin, you want to know what Kristen said?
What did Kristen say?
Kristen said that the reason that you don't put a cap on a bottle in the recycling bin
is
for the safety of the employees, because when they smash the bottles in the recycling process,
boom!
Yep.
Really? Okay.
You put an eye out.
So the caps are recyclable?
They're just not supposed to be on. I would imagine you could put them in there. They're still plastic.
So then why does the one bottle say recycle with cap on?
Because they're rule breakers and they don't care about the safety of, recycling
employees. I'm just really curious. Do they have a...
I don't know.
Are they built so that if you do them, it just blows its top off instead of... I mean, blows a hole through the cap.
Here, let's try it. Put the cap on and I'll go over here and jump on it and see if it pops off.
What did I do with the cap?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, I might have thrown them away.
Well, that's the first time that's ever happened.
No. Now it's a whole thing. Oh, boy.
Kevin's notorious for not throwing the caps away. They're usually found strewn about, as we'll say.
You know, I didn't know that you were not supposed to be doing that, so I will change my habits.
You're going to take the cap off now?
Yeah.
I don't know what I did with them.
But I assume, so you can recycle it, though.
It's plastic.
Yeah, but just
now
not
I feel
with
stupid
it.
That I've been throwing them in the garbage.
Well, okay. Well, good to know.
So, yeah, I'm just very confused about that whole process.
See, now people are sending pictures. A lot of people are sending pictures that says recycle with cap on.
Right.
That's apparently not just that bottle. Apparently a lot of them are like that.
So you need to. So those ones you can recycle with the cap on.
I don't know. But you can also recycle with it off. So I'm just going to take it off and leave it off. It's fine. I don't know. I don't understand why.
Like these, I drink a lot.
See, you guys, make it easier.
I want to see what'll happen.
Make it easier, man. Stop confusing us. We're easily confused around these parts.
I can't smash it. I'm trying to pop it.
What are you trying to pop?
This big bottle.
Oh, geez. Well, it's still got fluid in it.
Ah, it's a little.
Not near the computer.
You're going to hurt yourself.
I can't pop it.
You're going to hurt yourself. Stop.
All right. Well, I'm going to recycle the ones that... Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow directions.
Oh, wow.
For the ones that say leave the cap on, I'm going to leave the cap on. For ones that don't say it, I'm going to take it off. But I'm going to start putting the caps in the recycling as well.
Okay.
That makes so much more sense.
All right.
So sorry I was doing it wrong. Forgive me, America.
America forgives you, but Siri did not.
8 habits that could add up to 24 years to your life.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to write these down.
Now, they say you can even adopt these at middle age. If you're, middle age and you adopt these habits, it will still pay dividends.
Okay.
In your future.
All right.
Ooh, dividends.
Here we go. Being physically active. Duh.
Well, I mean, okay.
Being free from opioid addiction.
Well, these.
Not smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Eating good.
What a great list so far.
Not binge drinking. Getting enough sleep.
Uh-huh.
Managing stress.
Yeah, all easy to accomplish.
And having positive social relationships.
Okay. I was hoping this is for broccoli.
Jay, right. See, thank you. That's their list. Now, what I would like to do is give you our list.
Yes.
Because this that was their list of how to, I mean,
we all
on.
Know all that already.
Those are all great. So do you think it'll be better for me to live longer if I'm free from opioid addiction?
And don't binge drink?
And smoke?
Right? And eat well? Manage my stress?
Guys.
No way.
Thanks for that.
Oh, and be active? Physically active?
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Shocking.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. You want to live longer? Here are the Jay and Kevin Show things that you should do to live longer. Number one,
Oh, you're going to go with one?
Oh, no, I mean, I'm just listing.
Because we don't know how many we have, so we got to start with number one.
I'm just
going
to throw them out there. I'm just throwing different things out there.
We don't know how long the list might be. We can just keep adding to it.
You have to.
Yeah, number one.
You have to laugh a lot.
Yeah!
Laugh a lot will make you live longer.
Yeah, I agree. That was my number one, too, Kevin.
1B would be...
1B?
Or 1A, I guess is how you do that. 1A would be listen to the Jay and Kevin show.
Yay, there you
listen
go.
To the podcast.
Yeah, like
do all that. You know, maybe you're having a rough day. Just pull up the podcast, listen to it, and be like, oh.
Have a laugh.
I'm laughing my head off.
Have a chuckle.
Then you'd have no head.
Wouldn't that be something?
How about that?
Another thing that you can do to live longer, according to Jay and Kevin, is... Eat grapes.
Eat
grapes. Nature's candy. We've said it for a long time. Eat grapes. Yeah. It will help you live longer. 2A.
Oh, wow. 2A.
Because that was 2.
Yeah, I agree.
Wine is grapes. Is that fair?
Wine counts. That's all you have to put.
I mean, wine is grapes. Counts. So you can eat them that way, too, if you want to.
Thank you for that.
Eat your wine.
Right.
As grapes.
Eat your wine. Put that on a shirt. That's the greatest ever. Eat your wine.
Wine. It's what's for dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
Shouldn't that be like 1B section 2 or section 1?
I don't know. We're confusing it.
Well, because we got to number... I mean, grapes was 2.
Right.
So now I think that has to be 2A, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Does that work okay?
Yeah. Number 1, laugh. 1A, listen to the Jay and Kevin show. Number 2, eat grapes. 2A, wine counts.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah, is that okay?
I mean, it's your list.
This is number 3 now on the list of things that... Would you want to add one
well,
to it?
Well, technically, it's yours, too. It's a Jay and Kevin show.
Yeah, it's Jay and Kevin's show. Yeah. So if you want to add one, number 3, what do you think you should do to live longer, Steve?
That's a good question. Stay away from pickles?
No.
What?
No.
What just happened?
Don't stay away from pickles.
All right, fine. Eat all the pickles you want.
Goodness gracious. Stay away from pickles is bad advice.
Terrible,
people.
Terrible.
Please do not listen
don't
to
do that.
That.
It's a bad one.
I mean, if you're allergic to them, stay away from them. That would, that would be fun.
Is that a thing?
What, people allergic to pickles? Sure.
And the final thing that I think that you should do to avoid, you know,
well, you're
I mean,
try to live
add
longer.
Years
yeah,
to your
yeah,
life,
yeah, yeah.
is avoid dangerous situations.
Oh, no.
Don't do things that are going to get you hurt or killed.
Good point.
And I would now reference this with 3A, a story of a woman who went missing. She was missing for a while in Indonesia, and they finally found her inside of a 16-foot python.
Oh.
How'd you get in there?
How did she get in there?
Just like walked right in?
Officials say the missing woman was swallowed by the 16-foot python. So
sleeping
again,
on the ground?
You don't be around 16-foot pythons.
Good
That'll
advice.
Help you live longer.
That's actually good advice.
Maybe
well
she
done,
was
Kevin.
Following the other list and trying to get enough ample sleep. And then the snake...
Again, our list consists of 1, laugh a lot, 1A, listen to the Jay and Kevin show.
Yeah.
2, eat grapes. 2A, wine counts. 3, don't do dumb stuff that puts you in danger. I'm going to add 4 and 4A. 4, sniff fruit. 4A, drink cherry juice.
Oh, boy. Those are good. Good additions to the list, Jay.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's not a staple.
Big 99.9
Sniff fruit.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kelsey said, is Sean really 6'5"?
Kevin James.
Or is that like Jay saying he's 6 foot?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story is brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
We start with this. In 1976, imagine if today was... June 11th, 1976, you could have heard for the very first time ever the song from Wild Cherry called Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Yeah. What a song, man.
Still, after all those years, it
Do you ever play it?
Still is relevant today, yeah.
Do you play it?
Yeah, yeah. It's on a list every once in a while from people as a must play.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you got a good crowd that likes that 70s music, it's great to mix in there.
We have to meet with the DJ today for my daughter's wedding.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I want to go.
Well, it's virtual. I mean, there's no going.
Even easier for me to go.
Yeah, yeah. You could just jump on.
I would love it.
Would you be that? What kind of questions? Would you be the guy be like, well, would you pretend like you weren't a DJ? Or would you be like right off the bat? Well, you know,
I would pretend that I was just a friend. Just a friend.
Well, that would be pretending.
Concerned friend.
I see.
That would be pretending, Jay, yes. I'd love to
sit in.
By the way, two months out. That's pretty good. He's on the ball.
Yeah, and he just has a list, and you can click on the song, and it plays a little like the hook of the song. If you're like, oh, I can't remember what that song sounds like, you can click on it. And
I have that too.
Whatever that thing is called.
Well, I don't know what his is called.
Is there like a special name for it?
I mean, I have an app that's very cool that helps with planning. It's called Vibo.
That's the Vibo.
Is that the one he's using?
Nah, I don't know. It sounds cool though.
It could be.
Yeah.
It does sound it's cool. Great. It's a great planning tool. Jay, I'd love to hear. Do you think you will have Play That Funky Music at the wedding?
I doubt it. Yeah.
Chicken dance?
Chicken dance.
What do you think it is?
I don't get to pick any of the songs. I am going to be on the call because my daughter wants us to be on it. And I was like, I know. Yeah, she's going to be like, oh, what do you think? And I'm gonna be like, sure. I mean, how many songs do you usually play?
Oh, man. I mean,
have you ever counted them?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you go from the beginning, there's, 12 songs at least pre-ceremony. Then there's, 4-5 ceremony songs. Mm. Then there's cocktail hour.
Oh, wow.
So that's at least another 20 songs.
Oh, geez, that's a long.
And then there is dinner, which is another 20 to 30 songs.
Well, I don't have to pick all those, do we?
It's up to you. I always tell the couples, you can give me the vibe that you want, or we can, you can select as many as you'd like.
Mm.
And then it's whatever they want, Jay. Couple's always right.
All right, yeah.
And then after that, then there's the open dance. I mean, there's obviously first dance and parents dance.
Oh, this sounds like this call's going to take forever.
Do we know the father-daughter song?
Oh, for the love.
Do you know the father-daughter song?
Yeah, do you have a song for that?
She asked me to pick it last night, so I don't know. Am I supposed to say what it is? I don't know if I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I have it. I think I...
Okay.
Well, you can say it, can't you?
I don't know. I don't want to be that guy. And then she goes, Dad, you weren't supposed to say anything. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I don't know, Kevin. I don't know the rules. I'm not stepping out of the...
Wants it to be a surprise, then don't say it. But I feel like most of the time they know.
I don't... Well, who knows?
The bride.
No, she knows.
She knows the song?
She knows the song.
Oh, well, then who are we spoiling the surprise to?
I don't know. I don't know the rules.
Maybe just like...
There is no rule.
Maybe just like play it now so we don't have to say it.
Yeah, don't say it. Play it. Steve, that's brilliant.
Steve's a genius, guys. Steve's a genius.
That is... You didn't say it. You played it. By the way, in 1998, Amazon.com expanded its product line from books only to compact discs as well. They started selling CDs in 1998. They now own the world.
That was Amazon, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazon.com.
Is that what it says? They own the world?
I think he may have editorialized there at the end.
Oh, wow.
Well, think about that. 98, Steve, they were only selling books, and then they started selling CDs. And now you can buy pretty much anything you could ever think of on Amazon.
That is true.
If you just said a random product, I guarantee you we could find it on Amazon right now. 2002, American Idol also premiered on this day.
Whoa.
Look at that. 22 years ago.
You know how we have a text line here, right? And then people will text in all kinds of funny comments, and they like to play along with what's happening on the show. Sometimes I'll look over, and there is something that either has been delayed or I didn't see it before, and it comes in and I'm like trying to reference what we were talking about at the time. Like you were like, well, what's your father-daughter dance? You should play the father-daughter dance. What's the song? What's the song? Tell me what the song is. You're badgering me.
I was. I want to know what it is. I'm very interested in it.
A lot of badgering.
It's a moment where I can get teary-eyed at weddings.
Yeah.
During the father-daughter dance.
Oh, there's no way it'll even affect me.
So you need to pick a better song then.
Yeah. And thank I look you, over and I realize that this one, I thought this was in relation to the father-daughter dance. And then I realized, no, thank God it came in 15 minutes ago when Wayne said, there's a new version of Sneaky Snake.
Okay. Yeah. I think he may have been referring to the Python story.
Oh.
Although Sneaky Snake.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Remember when we used to have an open for that?
Yeah, do we not have one anymore?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
I know. I don't know what happened to it. It's covered up, I guess.
Kevin James.
Did you look under O for open?
I looked under
and then stupid bit.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show brought to you by Dutch Bros. And we're playing for $15 from Dutch Bros today, as we do every day. So let's see how we do today with the 7 questions of trivia. Hey, Devin, how's it going?
It's going amazing, guys. How are you?
Oh, wow. That's a great answer. That's a
yeah, good positive attitude.
Did you learn anything today about how to maybe like live longer based on some of the conversation that we had in the last 30 minutes?
You know, I literally just got in my car.
Oh, and, perfect timing,
and,
then.
And Speed the Show tag came on, and I called, and I got right in. So I didn't really hear much, but for me, it's not worrying about what anybody else thinks about me. And that keeps me going. And I
love that. That's great advice. That's really good.
Very good advice.
That's really good. I like that. Putting it into practice, not always as easy, but I love the thought. All right, man, we're going to have the category of Shia LaBeouf. Do you know who that is?
Yes, okay. I do.
All right, Shia LaBeouf is the category.
I really was disappointed. Yesterday we did Judy Garland, and I was hoping today we could do something older like Bob Hope. Instead, we've gone with Shia LaBeouf, who's, you know, much younger.
Yeah, dang it, Kev.
I fast-forwarded a little bit.
Wow. All right, who do you want to challenge today, Devin, me or Kevin?
I'm going to have to pick Kev.
Okay. Yeah, and I think this is a good pick. For some reason, I don't like Shia LaBeouf, and I don't know why that is.
No, I don't care for him either. I don't know why either.
But, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but never been a Shia LaBeouf fan. Shia LaBeouf. All right, 60 seconds pass if you get stuck, Devin, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Alrighty, Shia's breakout role was as Louis Stevens on what Disney Channel show?
Oh, Even Stevens.
What science fiction action film franchise directed by Michael Bay was Shia a part of?
That would be Transformers.
Shia was Stanley in the movie Holes, which was a role turned down by this actor who was busy working on Agent Cody Banks.
Shia
is in Wall Street Money Never Sleeps with Michael Douglas. Who is Michael married to?
Oh, he is married to... what's her name? Oh, no, pass.
Shia has hosted SNL a few times. What is often yelled at the end of the SNL cold open?
Ooh, no idea, pass.
Shia was supposed to star in Olivia Wilde's Don't You Worry, Darling, but was replaced by this former boy bander. Name him.
Justin Timberlake.
In 2017, Shia portrayed who in Borg versus McEnroe?
Oh, never seen him pass.
All right, we'll see how you do. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Kevin! I'm not sure how Kevin will do here either. All right, Kevin is coming back in. I'm going to say Kevin gets two. Let's see how we do.
Oh, well,
yeah, I don't know. It was kind of a hard category. I don't know how I would have done. I do know how I would have done. Terrible. Here we go. 60 okay. seconds. Kevin, pass if you get stuck.
All right. Shia's breakout role was as Lewis Stevens on what Disney Channel show?
Pass.
What science fiction action film franchise directed by Michael Bay was Shia a part of?
Transformers?
Shia was Stanley in the movie Holes, which was a role turned down by this actor who was busy working on Agent Cody Banks.
Okay, I don't know anything you just said other than Agent Cody Banks. Frankie Muniz. Frankie Muniz Jr.
Shia is in Wall Street Money Never Sleeps with Michael Douglas. Who is Michael married to?
He is married to Catherine Zeta-Jones Douglas.
Shia has hosted SNL a few times. What is often yelled at the end of an SNL cold open?
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Yay.
Shia had, or was supposed to, star in Olivia Wilde's Don't You Worry, Darling, but was replaced by this former boy bander. Name him.
Joe Jonas. Nick Jonas.
Just name all the Jonas Brothers. Okay.
I think I got to give you Joe.
It's Nick that is the actor, right?
I think I got to give you Joe. Sorry, Kevin. I think that, to be fair, I think the music ended before he said Nick, so... all right, let's see how you did. Better than I thought.
Shia's breakout role was as Lewis Stevens on what Disney Channel show?
Okay, so Devin said Even Stevens, and Kevin said pass.
Devin's correct. Yeah, Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
All right, let's get that lead going.
Devin. Yeah, love that name. What science fiction action film franchise directed by Michael Bay was Shia a part of?
Transformers for everybody.
Transformers is correct.
2-1.
Shia was Stanley in the movie Holes, Stanley Yelnuts. Yelnuts Stanley backwards. Which was a role turned down by this actor who was busy working on Agent Cody Banks?
A pass for Devin. I think he might have known it, but he couldn't get there. And then Kevin went with old Frankie Muniz Jr., Cody
Very
Banks.
Nice. Yeah, well done, Kevin.
2-2, Kevin. Here we go.
Shia's in Wall Street Money Never Sleeps with Michael Douglas. Who is Michael married to?
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Pass for Devin.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I knew it.
I know. You even said Catherine, and you got...
It was right there.
Yeah, you
it
got the
right
first
there.
Name half out, and then like and then ended up with a pass. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Shia has hosted SNL a few times. What is often yelled at the end of the SNL cold open?
I think it was just confusion on the part of Devin.
Well, it was confusing.
Yeah, and then Kevin went with, live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
That's correct, Kevin. Yeah. Very nice.
4-2, Kev.
Shia was supposed to star in Olivia Wilde's Don't You Worry, Darling, but was replaced by this former boy bander. Name him.
Devin said JT. Kevin said JJ.
And it's HS, Harry Styles.
Too many boy banders. Yeah. Can't keep them all straight.
Well, there's a lot of them.
All right.
In 2017, Shia portrayed who in Borg versus McEnroe?
That was a pass from Devin, and Kevin never got there.
I didn't hear
it. I've never seen it.
John McEnroe. So.
I mean, that's what I maybe would have guessed, because what else...
I would have said board.
He played the board.
Yeah, he played the board. Like I was with that game. Devin, sorry about that. It was a 4-2 win for Kevin.
That's okay. I'm just happy to get in and talk with you guys.
Oh, well,
that's so nice of you.
Oh, gosh. What were you going to say, Kev?
I don't remember. Okay. Oh, yeah, I do. Actually, first of all, Devin, what are you doing today?
Well, my friend, I am heading out to Sandpoint to install some appliances, actually.
Okay.
So, long drive. And really quick story, Kev, me and you actually together. I used to come to my food trailer when we were at Nashville North, Mama Tia's Pizzeria. This is Devin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Look at that.
Very
What's
good.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, a little throwback there. Wow.
Wonderful. Oh, I did love me some food truck at National North.
Mm. Yes, sir.
I wish somebody'd pull truck in here right now. Devin, pick a number between, whatever and whatever, and we'll see if you can get back through at that number, and we'll qualify you for a whole bunch of stuff, including giving you some Dutch Bros.
You know, let's just do lucky number 7.
7 it is. Hey, man, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening, okay, and drive safe.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much.
See you, buddy. Thank you. All right, 509-441-0999. We're going to throw an extra in there and qualify you for the $500 of free fuel. a bonus qualification this hour. So let's give you $15 to Dutch Bros and qualify you for that. Caller number 7-509-441-0999. Yes, Kevin.
One more important question. Is his name Shy or Shia?
Well, I think it's spelled Shia.
Oh, it certainly is.
But everybody, because they say it so fast, they say it Shia LaBeouf. So it's always weird because...
Shia LaBeouf.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is a weird one. I think it must be pronounced Shy.
Steve says Shia, and I thought, well, maybe Steve had some background on that.
Oh, you're expecting him to have knowledge.
The Big 99.9 My bad.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Got a really good joke here, and I can't figure out how to do it.
Trying to get to it, yeah?
I'm trying to figure out how to do it without offending anybody.
Kevin James.
Well, that's the goal. See, that is the goal.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, I thought we were going to lose you for a minute there. I don't know. You were like, were you afraid? Were you afraid to come in here?
Absolutely. I realized all these people were coming in our studio, and yeah. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, everybody from
I don't
Fairchild.
Know that I'm ready for this seriousness.
Well, yeah, straighten up and fly right. Is that an Air Force thing?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Who wants to do the introductions? You want to start?
So I am Major Brad Daniel. I'm in the 97th Air Refueling Squadron. I'm a KC-135 pilot.
Nice.
Awesome. My name is Simon Pena. I am a major serving in the 92nd Force Support Squadron, and I am the operations officer there.
And I am Captain Devin Peltier in the 92nd Air Refueling Squadron, pilot for KC-135s as well.
Wow. Okay. We just do this. Does that mean it's right. Our job's a little bit
Kevin
easier.
Kevin James from the 99.9 Coyote Country, and I do the sidekick part where I don't really do anything. I just sit here and make jokes.
Right. Yeah. That's actually his job. They're like, yeah, we know. We know.
It's tough.
Guys, Skyfest is coming up. Tell us who wants to start. What's the thing, the number one thing we need to know about Skyfest for 2024?
Well, probably the when and the where, huh? That's probably pretty important.
Yeah, yes, that is important.
Yeah.
So Fairchild Air Force Base is on Highway 2 out west of the city. It's on June 22nd and 23rd. Gates open at 9 a.m. And the air show will begin at 11 a.m.
Okay. Do you guys participate in the show, or are you just trying to like organize it, or are you doing some flying? How's it work?
We're organizing it. We're the logistics team, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're flying the when needed, not just like first. You don't do air shows.
We don't do air shows. Okay. We have a 135 demo team.
Okay.
They're trained to do that and certified to do that. I'm not going to pretend like the 135 is the most exciting air show aircraft, but I love it, and they'll be there at Skyfest.
Okay.
Do they? I've been to Skyfest many times, but I don't think I've ever seen the KC-135. Do they do a refueling thing, or do they just do like maneuvers?
So the demo team at Fairchild is a little bit new, and they will do a refueling demo. They won't plug in, but they'll do a low pass with an aircraft very close behind them to kind of show
what it looks like.
Oh, cool. I got you. And how much does it cost for Skyfest?
Free. Absolutely free.
That's kind of crazy. That's crazy because you always think about it. Like, you go, oh, how much is that going to be? But it's free to everybody.
Absolutely. And it's cool because there's so much work that's gone into this, and yet it is free. You just show up. There will be a bit of a number of folk who want to come on board, so we recommend that you time yourself appropriately. Sometimes traffic can back up a little bit.
I bet. Yes.
But parking is free. Access is free. You come onto the flight line, and you just have a good time.
Wow. Okay. And then, like you said, for parking, obviously there's plenty of it. And then... like an hour early, maybe, you think, for people? Or what's the good timing? I know you're kind of guessing with traffic and all. Is that a fair...
So I would say that usually from the main gate in order to get to parking, it's about a 15-minute route at that point.
Okay.
So
okay.
You just time yourself accordingly, come on board. I'd also recommend that you keep in mind the type of weather and everything that's going on with that, right? So it's going to be, late June. It's going to be warm, so bring sunscreen, bring water bottles. We'll have water bottle refill stations. There's going to be plenty of food out there, but it's also a big space. You're coming onto the flight line, so there's going to be a lot of open area to traverse. So bring, your walking shoes, bring anything that helps you get around.
That is a great tip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I remember many times taking my boys when they were younger, and the first year we went, I think it used to be in August. Am I making that up?
It's gone at various times over the years.
I feel like it was in August, and it was 150 degrees, which makes it, what, like 250?
On the fly line? Yeah.
And I was walking with, a three-year-old on my shoulders, and I remember thinking, God, this is a lot of work. Yeah, but it is. So it is one of those. I learned my lesson. Next time we came, we were prepared. So good tip. Make sure you're prepared for a lot of walking.
Yes.
And it's just a great time, though.
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that you brought your kid, too, because there's a lot of things for a lot of different type of activities here at SkyFest. So we're going to have a whole STEM hangar. It's actually now called STEAM now because it also includes the arts. There's going to be a lot of interactive displays. We'll have different types of, virtual simulators that you can take a part of.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be a kids zone. There's going to be all sorts of cool things that people of all ages, kids, folk in school, adults, whatever, they can all enjoy something and find something for them at SkyFest.
Now, who is the featured performance of?
So our headliner this year is the A-10 demo team, which I'm really excited about because we have a bunch of pyrotechnics planned to showcase the Gatling gun on the front of the
A-10.
So they're gonna show off their close air support capabilities and how tightly they can turn and how effective they are low to the ground. So I think for that reason, it's going to be really, really cool to watch.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. It's also going to be their final performance. They've been doing this for over 40 years.
Really?
This is their final year, and we got them.
Oh, wow.
So this is a rare opportunity to see a very cool aircraft.
I don't suppose you guys... Do you guys have to run off? If we wanted to have you hang on for a minute, would you guys be able to do a second segment with us?
Absolutely.
Who's in charge of that? Is that you?
It is me.
Is
y'all are okay with it, we can...
Are you guys okay with hanging out?
Absolutely.
About like 7 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back with you guys. Hold on.